Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 21st, 2017. Today is Tuesday in the third week of Lent. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 78, which is a lengthy theological reflection on the struggles of the people of God in the wilderness. It details Israel's ups and downs with its relationship with God after deliverance from Egypt, but prior to occupying the promised land. The wilderness is somewhat of a crucible in which the people of God struggle to be faithful to the promise of God, the call of God. They struggle to keep faith with God. And God keeps faith with them in the midst of that unfaithfulness, but it is not a keeping of faith that avoids the difficulties of their disobedience. God judges them. God meets out punishment to them. The people, for their part, are alternately faithful and unfaithful, claiming to worship God and complaining that God is not taking care of them. It is a powerful piece of writing, this Psalm 78, in its searing honesty about the struggles of the life of faith. And the psalmist introduces this extended meditation with these words. This is Psalm 78, verses 1 through 4. Hear my teaching, O my people. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will declare the mysteries of ancient times, that which we have heard and known, and what our forefathers have told us, we will not hide from their children. We will recount to generations to come the praiseworthy deeds and the power of the Lord and the wonderful works He has done. There is a reason for telling the history. To tell the history, even the parts of the history in which the people don't come out looking particularly faithful, and God does not come out looking particularly merciful. To tell the whole history is a part of being the people of God. And for the psalmist to tell the whole history, the ups, the downs, the struggles, the triumphs, this is the way in which history reconstitutes the people of God as the people of God. In a way, to remember all that transpires in the wilderness is a way that people who weren't in the wilderness get remembered into the wilderness. The story becomes more important as a way of teaching about faithfulness than merely a historic telling of a foundational moment in the life of the people of Israel. To retell the story liturgically by reciting Psalm 78 is a way to re-enter the story, even if you weren't a participant in it, for you to identify with the story and for you to learn from the story what it means to be faithful to God. In a lot of ways, we do the same thing as our forebears in the faith, the Israelites. Every Sunday when we gather here in the Episcopal Church, we retell the story of Jesus' last night with his friends. And in retelling that story, in retelling how that story fits within the overall story of God's plan of salvation, which includes God's covenant with the people of Israel, in retelling that story of Jesus last night with his friends and the last meal that he has with them, we become participants ourselves in the entire sweep of God's action in the world leading to our salvation. Perhaps we in the post-Enlightenment West underestimate the power of story. We're so caught up on whether something actually happened or not that we sometimes overlook the power that a story can have on our faith and in our lives as people of faith and in community with one another. I would encourage you to take a few minutes and read Psalm 78. It is not an easy read because it spells out so forcefully what's at stake for the children of Israel in their disobedience. And God certainly enacts judgment upon them in the psalm and in the story. But I would suggest that by telling the story and listening to the story and participating in the story, the people of Israel learn what it means to be in relationship with God. And likewise, as people of faith who follow the story of Jesus, when we gather around the table to celebrate the Eucharist, to fully enter that story, to allow that story not only to inform who we are, but literally to remember us into the story that we remember. That is a way of getting at who we are as people of faith, people who participate in God's story, and as participants in God's story, we are connected not simply with the followers of Jesus, but we are connected to our forebears in the faith, those people who followed God's prophet Moses out of bondage in Egypt into the wilderness. And yeah, they weren't exactly always obedient, and they weren't exactly always happy about their circumstances, and they certainly failed God plenty of times. But in the middle of the wilderness, they were formed as people of faith, and as such, they become our forebears in the faith. Take a few minutes. Read Psalm 78. Reconnect with the story of the people of God. And when you show up for Eucharist again, and you hear the celebrant begin to tell the story of Jesus on the night before he suffered, put yourself in the story and allow the story to occupy a place in you. Let us pray. O God, whose wonderful deeds of old shine forth even to our own day, you once delivered by the power of your mighty arm your chosen people from slavery under Pharaoh, to be a sign for us of the salvation of all nations by the water of baptism. Grant that all the peoples of the earth may be numbered among the offspring of Abraham, and rejoice in the inheritance of Israel. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.